On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Great catching up with ministries here in Albuquerque. Another ministry we want to let you know about is an Albuquerque concert band. Not a ministry, actually, an organization. They have a summer concert series. They'll be at the Albuquerque International Balloon Museum, just off Alameda and Balloon Museum Drive, Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. It's a free concert series presented by the Albuquerque Concert Band. And they enjoy live performances at no cost. It's a free event. But it's music for all ages, family-friendly outdoor concerts through the summer. Bring out lawn chairs, blankets for the Balloon Museum performances. And it's an all-volunteer community concert band. Free admission to all the summer concert series. I believe it's abqband.org, but could be wrong. And then this is a ministry. I mentioned, hey, the ladies up in Santa Fe getting ready for an event coming up. The Women's Bonfire Night is July 10th up in Santa Fe. But Blaze Church also, they got the guys getting out there a week later on the 17th. They'll be having a study of God's word and time for encouragement, connection, spiritual growth. Bring out a Bible, something to write with and something to write on. Food and refreshments available at the Forged Men's Night at Blaze Christian Church off Highway 14 at Rancho Viejo in Santa Fe. Registration is encouraged, though, for this to help organizers plan for the attendance. So, guys, go to blazeonline.org for that. In studio with us, hey, it's been a day. Chris Cleveland with Under His Construction is here. And Chris, thanks so much for sending an email. You sent us an email about an event we're going to be talking about, but I wanted to get you in to talk about that and a ministry update. For those, it's been a little while.
It's been a little while.
But for those not familiar with Under His Construction, bring them up to speed with the ministry in general, just what it is and, the vision and what it continues to do.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Steve. Usually my beautiful bride, Sonia, is here, and she is the one that had the vision for Under His Construction. I was running another ministry called New Path Ministries, and God brought us together for a love story for God's glory. And
a cord of three strands, you're telling me.
Yes, Dave. So it's been just an amazing journey. We incorporated our ministries in 2016, and since then we have just been conquering territory for the kingdom of God. And this year we're moving out. We have our second annual block party that we love to come together, as you and I were just talking about, Steve. The Big C, which is the big church, we love working together with. You just had Mike Gomez on with U-Turn from Christ, and we work with Steel Bridge and just all of the ministries coming together. So this block party is Victory Outreach and Under His Construction, and supported by Bernalillo County District 3. Adrian Barboa comes along with us in the international district, and she loves the work that the church is doing. So,
and you brought up now a couple things. I was listening to there, Chris. You mentioned 2016 to now. You know what they call that?
What's that?
A decade.
A decade.
A
yes.
decade, brother of yes. Of ministry. Yeah. You mentioned Victory Outreach.
Yep.
These guys have been decades.
Yes.
And in the part of town that you're talking about, not only the international district, but often, on those parts of Albuquerque, might be considered a little rougher, metropolitan.
So our location, our Good News store is right on Route 66, which is cool. This event is taking place on July 18th, which is actually also the celebration of 100 years for Route 66. So we're kind of combining both of our locations to collaborate and just celebrate what God is doing, because I believe that God is creating a revival right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he's using, the city is working with us, the county, we're all working together, and it's quite a task when you walk up and down and look at what's going on.
It can be overwhelming. It really can. And it's sad. It's sad to see. And there's practical steps to help. You know, you mentioned the representative from that district that's assisting with this event. And, you know, often on this show, we'll talk about things happening, whether in city council or in the roundhouse and politically, you know, issues that impact our families, because we got a lot of families listening to this radio station. Yeah. And I know you'll agree. You can get lost in the weeds of the practical solutions for fixing some of the crime or the addiction or the homelessness, which a lot of it is very interweaved, obviously. But the truth is, the simple answer, and we should work to practically address these issues. But the real answer is Jesus in the heart and in the home, and in a generation you'll see great change, revival. What you're talking about.
And that's what Sonia and I love to see. We our heart is to bring families back together.
Yeah.
When we get people into our ministry, and we believe every opportunity, we don't call them beds.
Yeah.
They're opportunities, and we believe God sends all of those to our organization for that 1 year minimum discipleship program. And we have our career development and all that takes place. And we just love to see families put back together.
Yeah.
What the devil has stolen is no longer.
Yeah.
And so that's our heart. And, you know, our store, the Good News Thrift Store, and I don't know if I've ever said this on this station before, but 30 years ago, as a drug addict, I slept on the porch of the same store that we now have our Good News Thrift Store. And so God did a miracle in my life.
Yeah.
He did a miracle in Sonia's life. And now we have a song called Love Story for God's Glory that Sonia's created, and we're going to be singing it. That's right, Steve. I'm going to be singing.
Yeah, have you guys recorded that?
We have.
Oh, well,
we have.
The next time you come on, we need to share it.
Well, would you like me to sing it? No, I'm just kidding. but no, she's actually done a whole album of music.
Well, and we'll need to share some of that.
We would love that, Steve.
Listen, if you're hearing what Chris and I are talking about, and you're like, maybe you weren't familiar. underhisconstruction.org. You can go to the website and find out more there. But we're up against a break, Chris. I'd like to come back and dig a little bit deeper into a few things. One, the event that's coming up.
Sure.
So, you know, people know, you know, exactly where to go and what to expect and who to bring and what have you. Maybe a little more on the thrift store and those opportunities that you talked about. I'd like to come back and do that. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. All right. Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. They have a monthly meeting. It's no cost to attend. It's the third Tuesday of each month. So that would make it the 21st this month. And each month, a different presenter. Sometimes they'll watch videos. Sometimes they'll have a speaker. This month, it's The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. It's part two of that. This free monthly meeting is exploring creation science and biblical topics. Open to the public and welcoming to all attendees. They meet at Faith Bible Church on the southeast corner of Moon and Central. As I mentioned, they have speakers for this each month, presentations, educational videos. They also have resources available on their website for creation science. You should go check it out, whether it's books, DVDs, other online materials. Go to csfnm.org, Creation Science Fellowship, csfnm.org, and it's free to attend. Tuesday the 21st, 7 p.m., Faith Bible Church, at Moon and Central. In studio with us from under his construction, Chris Cleveland is here. And Chris, in our first segment, we talked a little bit about the ministry and some upcoming events, and really wanted to kind of dig in a little more, because you guys have a great event coming up, We Against the World. We mentioned it in our first segment.
That's right.
It'll be happening actually at Victory Outreach Church, Jefferson and Zuni. You talk about in the midst of the International District.
Oh, yeah. 435 Jefferson.
Yep. Yeah. And it's hosted by Jesus Anonymous.
That's right.
Live performances that day. It'll be really a block party atmosphere, a redeemed block party, right?
That's right. That's right. So Craig James, a.k.a. Five.
Yeah.
He's one of the entertainers we know and love, and he comes in. He brings a tour of people that he puts together, and he's got some comedians and that he comes out with. But he has his tour was Me Against the World.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, Five, I want to change that to We Against the World. It requires us to come along, the church, the city, the county, the state. It's going to require a lot to create this revival of cleaning up our streets.
Yeah, and you know, I know your heart. And it is a spiritual battle.
Right.
We need to put on the spiritual armor that we read of in Scripture. And when we talk about the world, we're not talking about people. We're talking about a system.
Right.
You know, we battle right not against flesh and blood, but principalities.
That's right.
And the things that we see happening in our community, Jesus is the he makes us overcomers.
Right.
Jesus conquered death. He conquered all of
victory.
This. It's, you know, you want to be part of that fight. Well, just follow the leader. We talked about some of the issues that impact our community, crime, drug addiction, and that's a big part of what's happening here. This is part of the fight against fentanyl.
That's right.
We see it in the headlines, you know, okay, there's the story with the DEA, and okay, it's important, it needs to be addressed, but bottom line is, it's here.
It's here.
There is a battle, not only to get people off of using drugs like fentanyl, which I don't know who would do that intentionally. It's a killer.
Yeah.
It's a killer.
Yeah.
As is other drugs, but this one, I mean, it's just.
This one's taken a lot of family.
It's also awareness for those that aren't interested in taking it at all, but really educating the community. Chris, here you are. You got a microphone to the Christian community.
Yes.
Fentanyl.
Well, fentanyl. We've seen fentanyl taking so many lives, and we see people getting clean, and fighting the good fight, and then they step back one time.
Yeah.
And they overdose, and we just last month lost three people from our organization that relapsed back into fentanyl, and they had good families, they had great support, and they were doing great, but it's everywhere on our streets, and it's cheap. I mean, you can get it for $1 or $2 or whatever that is, and so it's cut with so many different things now. That it's so hard to overcome.
Well, and some people are seeing the effects of it that don't even intend to take it.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, it's cut into other things.
Well, that's right. And so the meth users are putting it in with the meth, and now they're becoming addicted to both. And it's horrible to see what's taking place. And if you haven't seen it, take a drive down Central.
Yeah,
and see the people that are out there that are standing bent over and just,
you know,
horrible.
Honestly, Chris, it's hard to live in Albuquerque and not see it.
It's hard to live in Albuquerque and not see it.
So, yeah, and we have. But listen, here's the good news.
Yes,
Jesus is the good news.
That's right.
But there's a great event coming up. We Against the World, July 18th at Victory Outreach Church, Jefferson Street at Zuni. It's a free. That's the ticket price.
$3.99
just
all day long.
Come on out and enjoy the event. Those live performances, block party, of course, Under His Construction is going to be out there. For those who want to find out more about, you know, you mentioned you and Sonia, your wife, you don't like to call the beds that are available as part of the program at Under His Construction as beds, but as opportunities. And someone who right now, either they are or someone in their sphere of influence is impacted by this monster of addiction.
Yes.
And they need assistance. And I've given the website underhisconstruction.org. What does it take, Chris? And we got about 2 minutes or less, but to go from where they are right now to be in a place where they're on the road to healing.
Yeah. It just takes a willing heart and reaching out to our website, filling out the application. And if we're full, we do work with Teen Challenge, and we work with all of the other ministries, and we'll try to find help for whoever tries to come in, and a willing heart to try to change, and then follow us as we follow Him. It's a battle, but I tell the guys it doesn't get easier, but it gets better.
Yeah.
And so it's a hard battle.
And you know what I love, Chris? When you're testifying, because you walked through it.
That's right.
With Christ.
That's right.
And we've often talked about it, other things happening in our lives. We all hit those storms. And it's not that He doesn't say He's going to remove the storms from our lives, but He will walk through it with us.
Yeah. You know, people look at when I talk about my testimony of being arrested 44 times and 69 felonies, and there's actually a song called Route 66 now. That's my testimony.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I reflect back on that every day, Steve, being out there on Central and talking to those people and where I was and where God has brought me to today.
Yeah.
And I'm just at awe with what He did in my life. And does every day through Sonia and I. And it's just a great place to be in.
Well, I appreciate you, Chris. And go to underhisconstruction.org to find out more. Be out there at Victory Outreach July 18th for this event. It's free. Bring someone with you who needs to hear the good news of Christ. Chris, thanks to you. Please send our love to Sonia. And we'll look forward to having you back. And don't wait so long, man.
Yeah. Let's do this again.
All right.
It's always fun.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.